You know, I wrote a homily, and I spent a lot of time on that homily. But today, when I received the Christmas card from Mother Teresa's sisters, I threw away that homily. Something in our lives really changes and reminds us what is truly important. And today, Mother Teresa's sisters sent me a Christmas card that's really simple, made out of construction paper, cut out from a piece of picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and made into something simple. But it bears the message in here, Father, may the grace of the incarnate word be within your soul and the peace of Christ be at your parish. Thank you for always walking with us and remembering the poor. My brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ chose to become one of us. And as the King of the universe, he could have chosen to have all the glory in this world. Yet, he chose to be poor. And when he died as a poor and condemned man. And Jesus teaches us, each and every one of us, much about what it means to be poor. And my grandfather, who is a very simple but very faith-filled man, always taught me, remember that you are poor, because when you are poor, you will always need God and need others. Perhaps in the midst of everything that is telling us that we need more, more of this, more of that, remember, Jesus Christ chose to become one of us, to live like us in all things except sin. He became poor and dwelt among us. What did it take for us to celebrate and have a wonderful and joyful Christmas? Perhaps this spirit of poverty, not only poverty in the materialistic sense, but poverty of heart, knowing that we need God. Jesus became a little babe at Christmas to remind us that even though he is the powerful King of the universe, he was dependent on the help of other people. Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men who came to visit him. Jesus was a very helpless babe to receive the gifts and the blessings of others. And we need to remember that too. We are not made to be alone. We are never made to go through life only worrying about ourselves. We were made for one another. Jesus became one of us in order to remind us that we are worth saving, we are worth loving, we are worth more than gold, more than frankincense, more than myrrh. We are worth it all because we have been made in the image and likeness of God. My brothers and sisters, what gift can I offer to you this Christmas if it's not the gift of Jesus Christ? Whatever going on in your life right now, I'm just asking you, when was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you prayed? When was the last time you turned to your faith? When was the last time you allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to be in your lives and seek the simplicity, the joy, the faith that comes from him? And once you have experienced that, I hope that you can perhaps put that into true action by how you live love in charity, love in service. I have a small recommendation too. This was given to me by one of my great friends who gave me at my first Christmas as a priest for my birthday gift. I still have it for a very long time. It had all the coffee stain in there. Could I put it in my glove box, huh? And every time I have some cash that's given to me by other people or have some cash on hand, I put in this envelope. And it's always stay in my club box, stay in my car. And when someone, just for someone stopped me and just said, Pastor, Reverend, Father, can you give me a little help? I would take some money from here and give it to them. Charity doesn't have to be something extravagant. We don't have to be millionaires to do charity. We can give from the bottom of our heart and remind ourselves that in order for us to live the Christmas spirit, we can live it every day by making Christ the center of our lives, by bringing what we have received at Mass into our lives. We don't go to church and leave what we have received in church here. Every time we go to church, every Sunday, every solemnity that we receive the Jesus Christ into our heart, we need to share Jesus Christ with one another. Saint Irenaeus reminded us very carefully that the Son of God became man so that men can know and understand what it means to be sons and daughters of God. Jesus became one of us to be poor, to live among the poor, the forgotten, the abandoned, to remind us that we need to be poor and we should never forget those who are around us so that we help each other in our faith journey, so that Christ is living among us. The Eucharist that we receive, the Eucharist that nourish us, the Eucharist that give us life should become Eucharistic as we give thanks to that faith, that love, in the service that we give to one another. May Jesus Christ be with you. May Jesus Christ be praised. May you have a true and merry Christmas, that Christ is in your heart always.